You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Milwaukee County judge arrested for allegedly trying to help an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE officers is back in court today, this time as a defendant instead of on the bench. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A federal grand jury has indicted a Milwaukee County judge. Anna Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade federal agents in her courtroom last month. She faces charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. The judge could face up to 6 years in prison and a $350,000 fine if convicted. Judge Dugan has been suspended from her judicial duties while the case proceeds. Dugan's attorneys say she maintains her innocence and looks forward to being vindicated in court.
And the state assembly passed legislation with the goal to protect affordable health care options in Wisconsin. It protects direct primary care. That model allows people to get health care on a subscription or direct payment basis with their provider, so patients aren't using insurance. And because of that, doctors have less administrative and billing work, and their operation costs are lower. Many Democrats applauded the bipartisan effort, although some of them lamented the fact that Republicans removed non-discrimination language from the bill. Meanwhile, it's unlikely lawmakers will require sprinklers in older buildings even after the deadly fire in Milwaukee Sunday. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was asked about that in the wake of a deadly Mother's Day fire. The Republican leader, who is himself a landlord, said any such requirement would make it more expensive to rent an apartment. Sunday's fire engulfed the four-story Milwaukee apartment building built in 1968. Five people died. Many Wisconsin residential buildings constructed before 1974 are not required to have sprinklers.
It's National Police Week, and today is Peace Officers Memorial Day. Here's Lisa Hale.
It's a time to honor those killed in the line of duty and the men and women who work to keep communities safe. Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis.
You know, we do everything we can, obviously, to mitigate the risk of a profession that has its risks. Unfortunately, despite all our best efforts, sometimes the unthinkable happens. But, you know, when you take this job, you know that that's one of the things that comes with it. And there are still people who recognize that it's worth it and that it's for a good cause that we take that risk to keep our communities safe.
Green Bay Police Communications Coordinator Jennifer Gonzalez says it's important to remember that police officers live, work, and love in the communities that they serve.
We need to remember that they are also fathers, they are mothers, they are sisters, they are brothers, and they are children themselves. They have parents too who worry about them each and every day that they come in and do what they can to serve and protect our community.
National Peace Officers Memorial Day is Thursday, May 15th, and a part of National Police Officers Week. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
This week, the names of almost 350 officers who died in the line of duty have been added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. Two of those are from Wisconsin. Daniel Daly worked for the Beloit Police Department. He died in 2021 of COVID-19 after catching it on duty. And Corey Poole was a youth counselor at Lincoln Hills. He was attacked by an inmate last year and died of his injuries. Meanwhile, Wisconsin had its own ceremony on Friday. There are almost 300 names on the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial just outside the state capitol. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers able to avoid the sweep by beating the Guardians 9-5 yesterday. Logan Henderson became only the second player in team history to score wins in both his first two starts in the major leagues. But Henderson says his arsenal of pitches is still a work in progress.
I know the cutter and slider have a lot of work to do, which is definitely a big confidence boost. I've had two solid outings so far. I got to go out there and keep executing and do what I know I can do. Just fastball at the top and throw the changeup off of that.
The Brewers host the Twins tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers holding offseason workouts, but center Elgton Jenkins has not reported until he gets a new contract. Luke Butkus is the offensive line coach.
I mean, Elgton Jenkins and I came in together in 2019, so he's a great man. He's a great teammate. There's no concern whatsoever.
The Packers' regular season schedule is out. You can download it now at civicmedia.us. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like Hollywood is on hold when it comes to releasing movies, at least until Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning opens next Friday, the 23rd. In the meantime, there is no shortage of horror films in theaters, and a new one opens this weekend. Final Destination Bloodlines is the sixth and supposedly final installment of the Final Destination franchise and is batting a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mystery thriller Hurry Up Tomorrow tells the story of a musician who has insomnia and begins to question his life. There are no reviews, so tread cautiously, but the film has a solid cast with Jenna Ortega, Barry Keoghan, and The Weeknd. Another mystery thriller that also hasn't been reviewed yet, called The Ruse, opens wide this weekend. An in-home caregiver fears for her life while watching over an elderly patient in a seaside house. Just a reminder that Sinners and Thunderbolts are still playing in theaters and have also reviewed very well. Let's go to the movies. Tom Cruise is used to saving the day in the movies, and it spilled over into real life. Simon Pegg says the Mission Impossible franchise saved him from alcoholism and depression. Yes, he was thrilled about getting the role, but says the production was unbelievably supportive and made sure he had a sober companion on the set of Ghost Protocol in 2011. Pegg also recalls Tom Cruise saying, "You're going to get in shape for this film. You're an agent now." Halle Berry was forced into a wardrobe change before she hit the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival. The festival has a new no-nudity policy, which only took them about 75 years to enact. Berry is in France as part of the festival's jury this year. She didn't seem to mind at all being told to find a different dress and believes the new nudity policy is probably a good one. And it probably is, especially because most people don't look like Halle Berry. Various sources say the policy was enacted to avoid a situation like Kanye West's wife appearing fully nude on the red carpet. Well, it didn't set the world on fire, but for those who enjoyed it, Captain America: Brave New World will be available to stream on Disney+. The film stars Anthony Mackie, who also appeared in The Falcon and Winter Soldier. In the film, Captain America meets with the president, played by Harrison Ford, and is asked to foil an evil global plot to save the world. Tough gig. It drops exclusively on Disney+, May 28th. A Greek couple is getting divorced thanks to AI and a cup of coffee. A woman has filed for divorce after reading the ChatGPT signs she believes told her husband was cheating. After making coffee for her and her husband, she took photos and asked ChatGPT to interpret the coffee grounds. The chatbot not only told her there were signs of infidelity, but also that her husband was fantasizing about a woman whose name starts with an E. The husband told the Greek City Times that this has happened before when his wife was following an astrologer's advice. And some people think AI is a bad thing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be partly cloudy and warm again today. Temperatures in the 80s, but we are anticipating the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this afternoon, and some of those could produce large hail, damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes. Stay tuned and be weather aware today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.